If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is November the 5th, 2022, and today the topic is harvest time. Happy Saturday, everyone. Happy Saturday. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. There was a few key and highlight moments throughout my day yesterday. One, I gave my little guy his first unwind experience. I might go a little deeper and tell y'all about that in the after show because it just was really, really cute. I gave myself a mani-pedi and whatnot as well, you know. But, I gave him a little time and I'll talk to y'all about that later because, yeah, really, really cute. Also, I want to give a shout out to my friends over at Imagine Read and Words Unite Bookstore. They featured yours truly, aka Madam Miraculous, in last night's National STEM and STEAM celebration and everything like that. So that's why y'all see me in Studio B, and that's why, you know, the Madam Miraculous book is right here and everything like that, because your girl was live last night. So I'm going to try my best to share that information with you all on social media. If you guys want to check out your girl in that, it should be on their YouTube now and things like that. So yeah, shout out to that bookstore and all the amazing ladies that was on the panel representing STEM and STEAM out in the community and everything like that. It was funny because I was sitting amongst all these real scientists, and I'm like, I'm going to let Madam Miraculous do her thing, but at the same time, I'm like, you ladies are legit. Y'all out here doing all kinds of cool things, so shout out to them. It was great to be in that mix of amazing women, and I hope that you all check out that video and everything like that. For the most part, that's what yesterday looked like to me. Taking time to unwind, and then doing that event later on that evening, being a mom in between. I feel like it kind of flew by. Like, obviously some other stuff happened, but I feel like those were the two main events from yesterday. But anyway, let's get into this chat about harvest time, friends. So, long story short, basically yesterday, while I was doing my pedicure, I was listening to some different content and whatnot, and I came across Prophet Sean Hendrick. And, you know, I've watched him and his wife, some of their videos and whatnot, and, you know, got some inspiration and everything. Well, yesterday, the video that I watched of him was harvest time, and he was also talking about harvest time. It wasn't called harvest time, I don't think, but he was also talking about the harvest, and everything like that. And, you know, it just really was resonating with me, and there were certain people that came into my heart and mind, so I shared it with them. And I was sharing it so much that I was like, maybe I need to go ahead and just share this on social media. So I started to share it on my, different platforms as well, to hopefully encourage and inspire people to know that, man, the time is now. And I guess the Lord was reiterating this to me this morning, because when I woke up this morning, I guess, well, technically he woke me up at like 4:35, because I heard the sound of my alarm, but I must have went back to sleep. And so the funny thing is, it was like, I don't know, I'm just going to tell y'all what happened. So I don't know if I was dreaming or what, but it was like I felt a touch, and I was like fighting the And I kind of hit, and that's what woke me up. And when I looked at the clock, it was 4:35. And when I read the verse, it was telling me, about the, well, let me see. Well, I might as well read it. So I did write it down. It is one of the verses that I plan to share today. So the verse that I came across when I read about 4:35 was John 4:35, and it says, "Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest." So yeah, that was the verse that I read this morning, and it obviously reminded me of what I was hearing yesterday from Prophet Sean. I mean, even it impacted me so much. I even did, like, yesterday when I was doing my nails, I ended up using this design. For those of you all that can see it, I ended up using this design that's kind of like a palm leaf, or it could be like a, wheat or whatever. Y'all probably not able to see it because the thing isn't, it's just not letting me be great in this moment. Maybe I can show y'all better later. But I even put that accent nail on my nail yesterday because I just wanted to be reminded about the harvest. And then lo and behold, the Lord woke me up with that this morning. So I was like, okay, obviously it's harvest time. I need to chit chat about this. And so yeah, so here we are. Here we are. I mean, I looked up some more verses this morning. They were resonating, and I just shared one of them, but here's the rest. So Luke 10 and 2 says, "And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Now, the interesting thing is, as I was reflecting on this verse this morning, I was thinking about, Prophet Sean, his wife, even myself, and someone that I follow, Dana Ray, who's going to be featured on GSL in the future and things like that. Like, a lot of us are relatively new when it comes to ministry, right? We're, I know Prophet Sean has shared his testimony where he said he started in 2020. Technically, I started GSL in 2020. A lot of people, again, God shook up a lot of stuff in people's lives and led them to do whatever they're doing for the kingdom in 2020. So 2020 was definitely impactful, whether people want to admit that or not. Again, if you were in a position and ready to receive from the Lord and ready to do his will, he's using you out here. Because these people, from what I'm understanding, like, I mean, I'm grateful for the growth that GSL gets, and I'm not like trying to worry about any of that. My whole thing has been just stay consistent. The Lord waking me up every morning to do this. I'm going to focus on that. But there's some of them that it seems if they've st if what I'm hearing is correct, they're starting their ministries and they're having huge impacts to where, people are watching them live, that, they're able to, get these followers and all these different things where obviously it's making an impact. And that's just online. Like, that's not even talking about what type of impact is happening in person and whatnot. And so I guess my thing, or the thing that was coming to me this morning, is that, like, it's about being in the will of God, right? It's about being willing to do the will of God. It's not like, and people, ooh, all right. Well, I know Brother Marcus was talking about this in some of his recent episodes about, or episodes or videos, about, the Saul spirit. And how people are, it seems like they see a David and they get offended, or they get, mad about a David, like somebody that's young, that's like thriving, or maybe they've been chosen, or maybe they've been, chosen to do something for the Lord. Well, hey, if we're out here praying, if we see that it's harvest time, right, and we're praying that Lord bring more laborers. Again, we talked about this, I want to say last week, the laborer might be a little bit younger than you or whatever the case is, but if their heart is ready to be used by the Lord, I believe that God is going to use them. I believe that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing a lot of young ministries, young people, that are on fire for the Lord and speaking in this season and standing up in this season and doing all these things for the Lord, for Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ to spread and grow and be laborers in this harvest. And so, you know, if you're a Saul, don't be mad. You know, at the end of the day, support these individuals. These people need mentors, X, Y, and Z. Don't be like Saul and be trying to kill it. You know, kill the move of God before it even gets out here. You know, do what you can to help it, you know, because at the end of the day, like this first verse is telling us, the laborers are few. So we don't need to be cutting off any laborers, honestly. We need to be building up more, from what I'm understanding. And that's just came to my heart and mind just now. So I hope that you all received that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you know, the harvest is plenty. And so I've already shared with you all John 4 and 35 and everything like that. You know, again, do you not say that, you know, we got 4 months and all that type of stuff. You know, again, the Lord woke me up with this morning. I was reflecting on this yesterday as well. The harvest is now. You know, the work needs to be done now. It's not an old later thing. Like, there's plenty to be done, like, right now. That's what I'm believing and receiving. And so I hope that encourages you and inspires you to get on it, right? Let's see what else. Proverbs 3 and 9. It stood out to me this morning. And it says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. I believe there's another word in between of and your, but I can't tell what it is. So y'all can look up that verse for yourself to see exactly what it says, but it's pretty much telling us to honor the Lord with our first fruit. So as you receive a harvest, whatever the harvest may be, friend, like if it's a financial harvest, if it's whatever, you know, let us remember to honor the Lord. I feel like I've shared with you guys my journey over the past month or so, you know, shifting my mind in regards to finances, shifting my mind in regards to my income. You know, I was feeling like, man, I don't have enough, right? And now I feel like, okay, I can use what I have to do what I need to do and put it where it needs to be. And I've just been trying my best to be very intentional about taking the first fruits and sowing the first fruits into the kingdom. And everything like that. I-10, and I mean, just putting it out here so you guys can consider it as well, that I tend to, you know, give my tithes to my mom's organization, the Inspirational Outreach. Now, why do I do that? Now, I know people, again, if you are in a church home and whatnot, you're supposed to do and give it to them. However, you know, the church home that I go to is relatively large. And I'm not saying that they don't need my tithes or whatever. But what I'm saying is that I know that my mother's organization is small. And, you know, she's trying to do a lot in the community and everything like that. And she doesn't have a grant. You know what I mean? She is kind of doing a lot of this out of her own pocket and everything like that. And so this is, you know, for now, you know what I mean? While she's in this place, you know, I feel led personally to sow, right, into her ministry. So I think we need to kind of, when we think about tithing, because I know people got issues with tithing, they got issues with this, but I feel like there's ways to do it. I feel like if you're not comfortable, you know, giving it to a church, because some people aren't comfortable giving it to a church. I mean, give it to a faith-based organization. Like, I'm giving it to my mother's faith-based organization, Inspirational Outreach. Like, maybe save it, you know, and give it to that person on the street, you know. And because that, again, that was something else that in the past that I started to do, was like started to kind of keep the funds set aside. And then when I was asked it, I was cheerfully ready to give, you know, versus how I was feeling before I started doing that. You know, I feel like there's different, or there's times, here's another example of what you can do. There's times where I would save it, right? And then I would, you know, have a friend or someone in need, and I was able to help meet that need because it was already put to the side and I believe for that individual person and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, I believe there's different ways to sow the seed. Now I'm not taking away from, you know, putting it into a church and stuff. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're struggling with that, right, if you're in a place where maybe you're between church homes or, you know, I'm just trying to throw out some other options for people that are in situations like that. Now, if you're in a church home, X, Y, and Z, and, you know, then do that, you know, man. But, you know, just throwing out some other options. Y'all can, you know, seek the Lord about whether that's for you or not, or if that's good or not. I'm just telling you guys things that I've done over the years with my tithes and my first fruits. And so, but right now, particularly, I've just really been intentional about taking out that, like, soon as I get, it don't matter if it's $10. It don't matter if it's, I just sold a book for $10, for example. You know, I've been trying my best to be intentional about taking out that tithe, giving the tithe first, you know, taking out my savings and putting something there, and then using the rest to live and whatever else that needs to be done. And that has been working. I feel like so much so where I think that's where the additional blessings are coming from. I feel like that's why I'm getting more gigs. You know, I am considering some other options and whatnot as well. But, you know, again, I have some things on the schedule. I mean, even, you know, today is Saturday. Don't have work per se today, but I do have a gig tomorrow with Big Thinkers. So shout out to Big Thinkers for keeping your girl in mind and sending me out in this particular time. Because it's needed, you know, not only because, you know, I of course, y'all know I want to, you know, create more and do more and give y'all more content and stuff. But, you know, we need it in our household and whatnot as well. And so, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for being in this place. I'm thankful for all the opportunities. And I think there is something to be said about that, what that verse is saying, you know, dedicating that first fruit to the Lord and showing the Lord that, hey, I trust you with all, you know, that you are giving to me and I give it back to you. And I'm intentional about giving you the first fruits regardless, you know, regardless of whatever my situation is. And I'm trusting you to do the rest. And I feel like God has been showing up and showing out in my life. And I've only been really tapping into it over the past few months. At least again, because I feel like I kind of was doing this in the past and then I must have fell off a little bit. And now I think I'm being more intentional about, like, each and every piece of fruit that come, like, even, like I said, even if I make $10 here or, you know, a couple of dollars there, whatever it is, like, I try to be intentional about taking out the tithe and then putting away savings. And then again, the rest, doing what I need to do with that. And so, and like I said, it's been working. I feel like God has been blessing. So I hope that encourages you and inspires you, y'all, because it's harvest time. I believe that the Lord is telling us this harvest time right now. Plenty to do in the kingdom. So I hope that you all are encouraged and inspired. Check out the Go Deeper section. Some good things to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. But the Bible verse of today is Matthew 6:11. It says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And there you go, friends. If you need some more confirmation that he's going to give us our daily bread as you trust in him with the harvest and be a worker of his harvest. I mean, hey, y'all, that is the juice. I hope that you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening, watching, subscribing, sharing, all those wonderful things. And yeah, hopefully I will be talking to you all on Monday if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey y'all, I'm Nyla O'Neill with Anchor Providing Institute. We're located at 737 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia. Look, this program was birthed out of a will to help and push you closer to your dream, customizing each and every learning path for each and every student, giving you hands-on education with myself and other teammates. We're here to help you and drive you to be the best version of yourself. Look, we are a 12-week program, and it will be vigorous, but it will be worth the work. Put the work in, you will see it in the end. We are dedicated to seeing you not only finish our program, but to get certified. We are an accredited school through the National Phlebotomy Solutions, and we are so ready to meet each and every one of you. Contact us today.